since you went away. Hello, trouble. Come on in. Will you talk about heartache? Where in the world you been? Ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Well, hello, trouble, trouble, trouble. And you can tell me them sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. Well, it's just a little part of the life we've lived. Although I'd rather have a little bit of trouble and never know the love you give. Hello, trouble. Come on in. Will you talk about heartaches? Where in the world you been? Ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Well, hello, trouble, trouble.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Townsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thousands of people at a victory parade for Liverpool's win in the Premier League Championship when a 53-year-old man, police say, plowed his minivan into them. More than 45 people were hurt. However, says ABC's Ian Pannell,
the police very clearly saying that at this point in time, they don't believe that it was terrorism. They don't believe anyone else was involved in this. I guess the key questions for them now is what led up to this in the first place? What was the trigger if indeed this wasn't a deliberate attack, as appears to be the case right now?
In Philadelphia, two people were killed. Several more were hurt after a mass shooting in the city's Fairmount Park that happened last night. Two of the 10 escaped New Orleans jail inmates are still on the loose. Three of them were captured on Monday. Today's the last day to book a flight on Southwest Airlines without being hit with a $35 fee to check your bag. This is ABC News. There's been an explosion at a chemical plant in eastern China so powerful it knocked out windows at a storage warehouse more than 2 miles away. Thick plumes of black smoke can be seen rising from the plant that manufactures pesticides and chemicals for medical use. More than 50 employees work there. No word on injuries. At the American Music Awards last night, it was a very big night for J-Lo.
Jennifer Lopez not only hosting the show, also delivering one of the most talked about performances. I wanna dance. Opening with a 7-minute long dance number, performing to a medley of last year's biggest hits. Capping it off by showing some love to her dancers months after finalizing her divorce from Ben Affleck.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. When it comes to awards, the night belonged to Billie Eilish, who swept all 7 of the categories in which she was nominated, including Artist and Album of the Year, Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar, each winning 2 statues. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Progressive knows when you're on your boat, you're already on vacation. And Vacation You forgets all your worries. Vacation You doesn't even keep track of time and knows that time is a meaningless construct designed to control us, man. But Regular You knows you don't want to be too far out in the water after the sun goes down because Vacation You doesn't know how to navigate in the dark yet. Vacation You and Regular You really need to get on the same page. So bundle your boat with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
If you have a lot of shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swim and sandals to match sets and linen suits. All for 20% off. But get this. Spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%! So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry. It all starts Thursday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Scattered showers, even a few rumbles of thunder will be possible today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Our high today in the mid to upper 60s with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers or a thunder shower with a high near 68. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's one above.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Aylin. Wisconsin's two largest counties face budget shortfalls next year. Faced with a $46.7 million budget deficit for 2026, Milwaukee County is planning major spending cuts for the first time in years, and Dane County is facing a projected $31 million budget deficit for next year. Governor Tony Evers is touting the success of recent virtual job fairs for federal workers. The job fairs were made available to federal workers impacted by the Trump administration's mass firings. The job fairs were among several initiatives from the Evers administration to support fired federal workers. And summer's here, and that means more grilling, backyard campfires, and burning brush. UW Health adult trauma doctor Patrick Shahan says to avoid fire-related injuries, don't use anything that's not specifically labeled as a fire starter to start a fire. If you get burned, reach out to a local care provider to find out what treatment's needed.
Alzheimer's disease affects more than 6 million Americans, and nearly two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options and bring new hope. This May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Talk to your doctor if you notice any memory or thinking issues in yourself or a loved one. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News This Hour being brought to you by NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Amplify Health by Gunderson, Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Community Hospital, and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include a resolution adopting NIMS as emergency management for Mondovi and reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. Authorities continue to investigate a deadly accident on Lake Wissota. According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, two watercrafts collided on the lake Friday night, resulting in one woman's death. The victim's name has yet to be released. The Durand, Arkansas School District has made some changes to the summer school program. Durand, Arkansas Superintendent Ryan Nelson says the district made three changes to the program that helped increase enrollment.
We shifted it to a little bit earlier in the summer. Traditionally, it had been late July, early August. We bumped it up to June, and then we also added transportation for students. Stops will be similar to what they are during the school year. And then also we added serving lunch, kind of just an extension of the school year lunch program. So I think, you know, those few changes have helped increase our participation at the elementary level alone. The last couple of years, we've averaged about 120 students participating. This year, we've got 175 students signed up.
Nelson says programs offered will be academic support and enrichment activities. The Mondovi Fire Department will be conducting a training session on Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Oak Street. The street will be blocked from North Eau Claire Street to North Washington Street for the time period. Residents are advised to make plans for an alternate route. Meanwhile, residents are also reminded that due to the Memorial Day holiday today, trash and recycling pickup will be delayed one day this week. The Durand Police Department still has five openings available for kids in 6th through 12th grades to participate in the Public Safety Career Day on June 18th and 19th.
Those participating will see how area law enforcement, firefighters, and EMTs work daily and careers in all three areas. Registration deadline is June 1st. For more information, visit the City of Durand website and go to the Get Involved page. Gene Zimmerman is still looking for answers following the death of her daughter's convicted killer. Zimmerman spoke with WKOW-TV last week after news came out that David Call had died at the Dodge Correctional Institution. Call pled guilty to homicide charges related to the 2008 killing of UW-Madison student Brittany Zimmerman in 2020. Gene Zimmerman says there are still questions that will likely never be answered now that Call has died, like whether he acted alone in the murder of her child. You're listening to WRDN News.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The trial for a former swim instructor accused of child sexual assault has been declared a mistrial for the second time. Prosecutors say 71-year-old James Miker sexually assaulted three children under the age of 16 during his classes. The pool director says he saw footage of Miker's classes and said the instructor used excessive physical contact. A jury was deadlocked earlier this week, and the judge declared it a mistrial. A status update for the case is expected later on in the week. Cellcom is reporting progress on restoring service for customers in Wisconsin. Over the weekend, the company said many subscribers were able to use their phones again and full service could be back for everyone at any time. They did warn disruptions are still possible as part of the restoration process. Last week, Cellcom CEO Bridget Reardon confirmed that a cyber incident was behind the outages. Governor Evers is touting the success of recent virtual job fairs for federal workers. The job fairs were made available to federal workers impacted by the Trump administration's mass firings. 300 people participated in the job fairs that focused on eight high-demand job sectors ranging from healthcare and IT to law enforcement and engineering. The job fairs were part of several initiatives from the Evers administration to support fire federal workers, including a new online federal worker portal and other resources to connect people with available work. Evers has announced multiple lawsuits challenging the firings. The grilling season is here, and UW Health adult trauma specialist Dr. Patrick Shanahan says to avoid fire-related injuries, make sure that areas that don't have unnecessary bottles of fuel, canisters of gas, loose leaf litter, or other flammable objects. Shanahan says don't use anything that's not specifically labeled as a fire starter to start a fire, such as gasoline, diesel, or another type of accelerant. Shanahan said if you do experience a burn, don't hesitate to reach out to a local care provider to find out what treatment is needed. An environmental group is opposing new gas-fired plants that would power AI data centers in Wisconsin. The State Public Service Commission approved We Energy's proposal to spend nearly $1.5 billion on two new natural gas-fired plants in Oak Creek and Kenosha County. Clean Wisconsin says the plants will serve demand largely driven by Microsoft's AI data center in Mount Pleasant. We Energy says the plans to operate the plants in the communities for the next 30 years. Clean Energy says that will be a windfall for We Energy shareholders, but come at the expense of Wisconsin communities, as burning methane at the plant will release hundreds of tons of ozone-causing nitrogen oxides and other particulate matter every year. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking residents to share information for the state's beach list this year. The program allows people to see updates on recreation areas along Lake Michigan and Lake Superior coasts. Folks can provide details on conditions and safety at boat launches and other public access points. The beach list is posted at the Wisconsin DNR website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
It's just around the corner, the 62nd annual Durand Fun Fest, June 6th through the 8th at Memorial Park. The Fun Fest Medallion Hunt starts June 2nd. Chicken dinners will be served Saturday and Sunday to support Faith Lutheran Church. Music with the Johnny Holm Band on Friday and the Dweebs Saturday night. Badgerland Midway Rides are back and the Grand Parade is Sunday at 2. Durand Fun Fest, sponsored in part by Dick's RV, the City of Durand, Comroe Sales and Service.
The Minnesota Timberwolves are on the brink of elimination following a 128-126 loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder in Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. The Wolves missed a desperation heave at the buzzer to end the game. Nikhil Alexander-Walker scored 23 in the losing effort. Minnesota trails the best of seven set 3-1. Game 5 is back in Oklahoma City tomorrow. The Minnesota Twins have dropped their last two games following a 7-2 loss to the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday. Carlos Correa hit a two-run home run in the top of the seventh to get Minnesota within a run, but the Twins surrendered four runs in the bottom of the eighth. Chris Paddock was charged with his fifth loss after allowing two runs on five hits and five and a third innings. They'll send Joe Ryan to the mound against the Rays tonight. The Minnesota Vikings will spend the next few days practicing at the TCO Performance Center. Minnesota began organized team activities today. Minnesota will also have practices tomorrow and on Friday, along with two more weeks of OTAs in June. The Minnesota Lynx look to stay undefeated when they welcome the Seattle Storm to the Target Center tonight. The Lynx are off to a 4-0 start in the WNBA. Tonight's game starts at 7 o'clock. High school baseball today on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In the Dareland Conference, Pep and Alma's at Blair Taylor. Cochran Fountain City hosts Alma Center Lincoln. Dunn St. Croix baseball today is Durand, Arkansas hosting Cadott. Colfax at Stanley. Boyd Elk Mound at Spring Valley. Luck Frederick travels to Boyceville. Middle Border Conference baseball today. Bloomer at Amory. Ellsworth hosting Mondovi. Altoona at Electric Trempealeau. Fall Creek plays at Prescott. Somerset hosting Unity. WIAA regionals in softball begin once again today. Athens will be at Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. Cochran Fountain City at Royal. Pep and Alma hosting New Lisbon. Pittsville at Blair Taylor. Alma Center Lincoln at Columbus Catholic. Durand, Arkansas plays at Fall Creek. Elk Mound is at Stanley Boyd. Regis will play at Boyceville. Augusta hosting Mondovi. Cornell Lake Holcomb at Colfax. Spring Valley will play at Thorpe. And Elmwood Plum City travels to Rib Lake. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Jackson Churio clubbed a leadoff homer, and the Brewers never trailed in their 3-2 series opening win over the Red Sox on Memorial Day at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Eric Haas and Andrew Montessario also each drove in runs, and D.L. Hall returned to the Brewers roster, earning his first win in relief.
Oh, great. I mean, I was excited, you know, just to be back out there. Honestly, didn't feel great today, like just physically, but executed the pitches when I need to. Other than the leadoff walk, I thought it was pretty good.
Hall on what he had to go through to get back to pitching again.
Crazy. Just, you know, long. Felt like forever. Just over the past 2 years, but it's all worth it when you get to go out there and play in front of a bunch of people and play a kid's game.
Trevor McGill notched his 10th save of the season for the Brewers. Game two of that series is tonight. Elsewhere in the National League Central, on the scoreboard, Cubs over the Rockies 3-1. Cincinnati 7, Kansas City 4. Baltimore down St. Louis 5-2. Arizona blank Pittsburgh 5-0. UW-Whitewater headed for the NCAA Division III College World Series. The Warhawks earned the 3 seed out of the 8-team field. They'll play Trinity College of Texas in Friday's opening round. NBA playoffs. Oklahoma City edged Minnesota 128-126 to take a 3-1 series lead in the West. Game 4 in the East with Indiana hosting the Knicks is tonight in Indianapolis. The Pacers lead that series 2-1. In the NHL, Carolina blanked Florida 3-0 to earn their first win in the Eastern Conference Finals, but still trail 3-1 in the series. In the West tonight, Edmonton hosting Dallas in Game 4. The Oilers up 2-1. The Packers have their first day of OTA workouts set for today. They will also practice tomorrow and Thursday. Packers holding their mandatory minicamp on June 10th. Milwaukee Admirals season ended Sunday, falling to the Texas Stars 3-2 in the fifth and deciding game of the Central Division Finals. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Forecast for today, plenty of clouds, 60% chance of showers and storms this afternoon. We'll have highs mid-60s, east winds at around 5. Tonight's cloudy with a 60% chance of rain, lows low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of a shower, highs near 70. Thursday, sunshine, highs mid-70s. Clouds across the region, even some scattered rain showers too. Wabasha, Nelson, Lake City, and Plum City, 54. Pepin, Mondovi, and Nogale, 53. Here at WRDN, clouds 53 with Colin Ray. And that's my story. Good morning. It's 7:23.
Let it me over her
coffee cup. She said, where you been? So I thought real hard and said, I fell asleep in that hammock in the yard. She said, you don't know it, boy, but you just blew it. And I said, well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Oh, that's my story. My story and I'm sticking to it. I got that deer in the headlight look. She read my face like the cover of a book and said, don't expect me to believe all that static, 'cause just last week I threw that hammock in the attic. My skin got so thin you could see right through it, and I stuttered, well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
That's my story.
Oh, that's my story.
That's my story.
Yeah, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it. You know, the time comes when a wise man knows the best thing that he can do is just look her in the eye and beg for mercy and face the bitter truth. Well, honey, me and the boys played cards all night. There wasn't no hanky-panky, not a woman in sight. I know I should have called, and baby, I'm real sorry. Let's get a cellular phone, and then you won't have to worry. You know how much I love you, darling, I'm ready to prove it. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Story and I'm sticking to it.
Tuxedo waiters, black tie, white tablecloths and red wine. We've been planning this night, looking forward to it for some time. Now, honey, I know you love getting dressed up, and you know I love showing you off. But watching your baby blue eyes dancing in the candlelight, all I can think about is getting you home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about, don't need this menu, no I don't. I already know just what I want. Did I hear you right? Did you tell me? Go pay the waiter and let's leave. Now honey, I know by that look in your eyes and your hand drawing hearts on mine, sure ain't nothing like
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. I sleep like a baby. I never show up late. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Zach Top and I Never Lie, 7:33. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Happy Tuesday. I know it feels like a Monday, but it's Tuesday, one day closer to the weekend. And coming up this morning at about 9:10, we'll continue our spotlight this week with Sibelco Farms. We'll have part two of our spotlight with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin coming up at about 9:10 this morning. Let's see. This morning, we'll have birthdays and anniversaries next hour. If you have a birthday or anniversary you'd like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989, or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM, and send us a message that way as well. Hope you enjoyed the Memorial Day holiday weekend, the three-day weekend. Hope you took time out yesterday to remember all of the men and women that gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we could have that three-day weekend and be able to be out camping or being with family, grilling out, that sort of thing. So hope you remembered those men and women for yours truly. Yep, we took some time out yesterday to remember my Uncle John, who was a member of the United States Marine Corps, 4th Marine Division, and he lost his life during the invasion of Saipan during World War II. So we had took a little time yesterday to remember Uncle John, and I hope you had a chance to remember, again, all of those that gave the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. Weather wasn't too bad over the weekend. We had we were up in winter for the weekend, and we had some rain on Saturday, but weather wasn't too bad. Looks like we're going to see some more rain today and even into tomorrow, and then things are going to warm back up. We'll have details with that weather forecast here coming up.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Forecast for today, plenty of clouds, 60% chance of a shower or storm, especially this afternoon, highs mid-60s, east winds at around 5. Tonight, 60% chance of a shower or storm, lows low 50s. Tomorrow, 50% chance of a shower, highs near 70. And for Thursday, sunny, highs mid-70s. By Friday, sunny, warmer, highs low 80s. Clouds across the region this morning do have some scattered rain showers too. Plum City, Lake City, Nelson, and Wabasha at 54. Pepin, Mondovino, Galley 53 here at WRDN. Clouds 53 with Brooks and Dunn. And Ain't Nothing About You, it's 737.
Once I thought that love was something I could never. Never knew that I could feel this much, but this yearning in the deep part of my heart for you is more than a reaction to your touch. It's a perfect passion, and I can't get enough. The way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love with all you have. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me.
Nothing. Catch something today. Great country music on Real Country 1430.
7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? Squirrels have houses in the trees. Why'd God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like thing that feed pretty and pink backseat driver." Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I "Daddy, why was she so mad?" Before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road. I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back and I'll miss when my whole world wasn't over that dash. It was back there buckled in." Saying, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? Squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things he sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like..." D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kane Brown, backseat driver. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Mondovi Conservation Club's Kid Fishing Contest coming up June 7th at Mirror Lake. This is free for all kids 14 and under. Registration is at 8:30 again on June 7th. Visit the Mondovi Conservation Club's Facebook page for more information on that. Now, dozens, really hundreds of couples got married in Vegas on Sunday. Why? Because they were wed on a palindrome date. The date was 5/25/25. Meaning the numbers are the same, forwards and backwards, backwards and forwards. According to the Bliss Wedding Chapel, they had 30 weddings on Sunday, not including walk-ins. Oh, man, really? Even the old walk-in. The month is rare that it had 10 straight dates where you could either go forward or backward, and it was the same. The trend started on May 20th and will continue through this Thursday. So I guess you got a few more days if you want to get married on a palindrome date.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. More fiber?
What?
Down here, buddy. It's me, your spoon. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, but Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hang up that red dress, let down your hair, cancel those reservations, there's no need to go nowhere. Girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that. Girl, that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on, barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song, dancing around like a fool, starting her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that.
Give me that girl.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and